the Balls cash machine.
We've given away hundreds of thousands of euro across the Go Loud network of stations. For your chance to win, tune in to Off the Ball Breakfast weekdays from 7:30 on the Off the Ball app, and we'll give you the all-important cash amount.
Oh my God.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, the latest on the France trio that dragged their tour of South America into disrepute. The Ireland team is named for tomorrow's third place playoff at the World Under 20 Championship, and there's a coaching departure from Ulster ahead of pre-season. First up today, France duo Oscar Jégu and Hugo Arradu have been placed under house arrest in Mendoza, Argentina. The pair, of course, were arrested on July the 8th in Buenos Aires, accused of the sexual assault of a 39-year-old woman. They deny the charges. Jégu and Arradu have been detained by police in Mendoza since their arrest and subsequent transfer from Buenos Aires early last week. Given the level of evidence and the absence of procedural risk, it is possible to grant house arrest with personal bond for each of them, said a spokesperson for the prosecutor's office in Mendoza. Both players have been fitted with electronic tags and cannot go further than the garden of their residence. Should they eventually be found guilty at trial, they face between 8 and 20 years in prison. Meanwhile, Melvin Jaminet is likely to learn of his fate at his club Toulon tomorrow. The fullback was sent home from that French tour of South America after the first test win over Argentina when he posted a racist video to his Instagram stories. A drunk Jaminet was heard to say he would headbutt the first Arab he sees. Jaminet has since apologised for the remarks but remains suspended by the French Rugby Federation. His lawyer, Carlo Alberto Brusa, claimed the video was not intended to be posted as a story but instead shared jokingly among a friends group. Mr. Brusa maintains Jaminet is not racist while conceding the contents of the video may be tinged with what he called a schoolboyish, vulgar or even questionable humour. Willy Falloons made five changes to his Ireland team for Friday's third place playoff at the World Under 20 Championship. Davy Culbert returns on the wing for the game with New Zealand, with Finn Tracy slotting in at outside centre. There's a fully refreshed front row of Emmett Calvey, Stephen Smith and Alex Mullen. Luke Murphy will start in the second row tomorrow, allowing James McKillop revert to blindside flanker, so that Ireland team in full has Ben O'Connor at full back. Davy Culbert and Hugo McLaughlin are on the wings. Finn Tracy is partnered by Hugo Gavin in the centre. The halfback pairing once again is Jack Murphy and Oliver Coffey. In the front row, as I mentioned, it's Calvey, Smith and Mullen. Alan Spicer packs down alongside Luke Murphy in the second row. James McKillop is a blindside flanker. Bryn Ward of Ulster is on the open and Brian Gleeson will captain the team from number 8. On the bench are Mikey Yar, Ben Howard, Andrew Sparrow, Billy Corrigan, Max Flynn, Jake O'Riordan, Sean Nocton and Ethan Graham. That game has a 3:30 start tomorrow afternoon Irish time. The final, pitting England against France, will start at 6. Finally, Ulster's pre-season plans have been rocked by the departure of forwards coach Roddy Grant. The former Scotland A and Scotland Sevens international spent the last 5 years at Ulster, having come on board under Dan McFarland. The province say Grant was instrumental in the development of their point-scoring maul. He's been paid tribute to by the current head coach Richie Murphy. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you next week. Till then, thanks for listening.